Blog Talk Radio.
Some gave their lives, some gave their limbs, others gave
Well, I want to, I think I'm on. I want to welcome you to the show tonight. Keith, here in a minute. Thank you to Keith for inviting me back. It's an honor to topics you did. Starting to tell me all sponsors in here. But one thing I'll mention is I was on the WEAR TV channel 3 yesterday talking about PTSD awareness. So that's what I'm
Monday.
Want to focus
you
on
was there Monday. You was there Monday, Dave.
I was there Monday? No, the show
yeah,
aired yesterday.
Oh, I thought you did it Monday.
I actually interviewed Monday, and they showed it on Tuesday. So I was ready for it Monday. So, Keith, how are you doing? Besides me stressing you out.
I'm down in my stomach again, messing me up. Got me all out of whack and everything. You know, I'm wondering if it's dairy products that's caused my issues.
It could be. Dairy's been tearing me up. I actually went with almond milk, and I avoid ice cream now, which is a shame. I love ice cream.
Yeah, I do too.
My belly proves that.
And milkshakes. I love vanilla milkshakes as well.
Oh yeah, I love milkshakes too, and I've been avoiding it lately. It just tears me up.
And they gave me a medicine called Finnegan, and it knocks me out, boy.
Well, of course. It fixes the stomach problems because you're not conscious while it happens. I know how that goes. I was, speaking of which, I was at the VA all day Monday. So now I have like, I don't know, 7 or 8 more appointments to schedule.
Well, I go for a 4-hour test to see how long it takes my stomach to empty Friday, and the test starts at 10 o'clock, so they don't want me to have anything after midnight, and it'll be 2 o'clock before I can eat or drink anything. I think I'm going to change it and tell them to find me something early morning to do.
Yeah, that's a pain. I did my labs in the morning, so I had to do the 12-hour fast, and then
when I take this test, you know, I don't even see my GI doctor again until January. So what's the rush?
I don't think you redo it because it's too old.
Right. Always something.
I know it. I'll be on adding cholesterol meds to my repertoire, as well as I'll be going in to get fitted for a PAPS, CPAPs, and let's see. I have to go to physical therapy to change my Lyrica that's not working, even though I've been through physical therapy and about 4 other meds to get the Lyrica because they were check blocks. But he can't go past that until I go to physical therapy. And then after that, or along with that, I also have to have an x-ray because I really need an MRI, but I can't have an MRI without an x-ray.
Yeah, I don't understand that logic.
Yeah. I bought my wife so that she can remember all this, because there's no way I can remember all of this. My memory just doesn't work anymore.
So how are you doing?
But I am I'm good. I'm happy I know my results from my sleep. Someone referred my blog to the local news and asked Friday if I could interview Monday. So that was kind of a fast-paced weekend, and now I'm on this show, so this is fantastic. I can't complain. I'm living in Florida. It's a dream.
Well, you can't complain. Nobody just wants to hear it.
Well, I know that, but, you know, my complaints seem very minimal lately. I got a house, I got water, got a job, I'm good. I try and keep it simple. I can take a shower whenever I want. Life is good.
Yeah, that's
I was going to try and simplify it, too. I got dry socks on. Life is good.
So what are you going to talk about tonight?
Well, I figured since yesterday, I'd go ahead and continue with the theme for today of PTSD awareness, and bring up that yesterday was PTSD Awareness Day. So I didn't know there was a day. I didn't know when it was coming. And I think hilarious by PTSD. So it's pretty cool that the first time I learn about it, I'm actually talking on the news about it. But I kind of wanted to suspend that show. She had me on there, as well as I think she was a psychiatrist. I'd have to double check to make sure. She was definitely a smarter person than me. She was in the nitty gritty with the terminology and all that. And she really fit both of our interviews together well. But it started thinking that because of for my dog, because I started a Facebook, a Twitter, and a blog, and I don't really know what I'm doing with Twitter, but I pretend I do. So I tweeted, one of my first tweets was, I'm not here to bring awareness. I'm here to help my brothers and sisters in arms with PTSD. And I will say that with some of the replies I've had throughout these last few months, as well as with the interview yesterday, I would say that I can't get to helping other vets with PTSD without doing the awareness with it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Sure. I have to do the awareness with it because especially I'm targeting those guys like I was in the beginning, where, you know, we're hard-headed. PTSD is just something that the Pogues thought up to be able to get out of the military early and not have to worry about having to do the full 20 to retire. I realize that this may be some deal going on with PTSD, and it took me personally. I started having it in 2009, and I didn't actually admit or see anyone about it until 2013. So that's a good several out of control. And internally, I had no clue that I had PTSD. So with that said, I wanted to take that on to the next step. After admitting you have PTSD, is, or at least after considering that you have PTSD.
Internally, I have no clue that I have PTSD.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave, Amari's on the line as well.
The next step, after admitting I have PTSD, is, or at least after considering that you have PTSD.
Hold on, we've got something going on here. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I'm fixing to hang you up and call you back because something's going on with this thing. So I'm going to hang you up and call you back. Hey, Amari, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Are you? Have you got something going on in the background there? Because something's going on. So update everybody on your week so we can I get Dave on the line.
My week, man, my week's been fairly consistent. Actually, it's been pretty cool. I picked up this Batman, like, statue sort of thing. So, like, if you've ever been to...
This is Dave Brock. I can't get to my phone right now. If you leave me a name and number and a message, I will get back to you.
Well, that didn't work very well. Let's try again. Sorry about that, Amari.
That's cool.
Well, I guess we lost Dave. I keep getting his voicemail. Are you there? Did we lose everybody? I guess so.